This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Tass. Our next guest is Josh Burns, the current federal member for McNamara for the Australian Labor Party. So, Josh, the rules are, in a moment, I'm going to give you 30 seconds or so to introduce yourself. Tass and I will then ask you questions in rotation. We ask that you try and keep your answers to about 30 seconds or so. I know it's hard to stop a politician talking.
Absolutely.
We'll give you about 12 minutes in total. So
now, before you do that, Macca, we should say that we'll be following up with an interview with the Greens candidate straight after yourself.
Yep.
We've had a no-show again from the Liberal candidate. In fact, we've had a no response. Is that correct, Macca?
That's correct. In fact, Colleen Harkin is out doing pre-polling booth. So anyone out there who's going to vote, ask Colleen why she doesn't want to come and talk to our community on Joy.
Cool.
Your 30 seconds starts now, Josh.
Well, thank you and good morning to both of you. It's been a pleasure over the last 3 years to be the member for McNamara and to be a regular on the Saturday Magazine show.
And my local member of Parliament.
And I hope that if I am re-elected, we can continue to talk about the issues that matter to our society. I'm really hopeful at this election that our country makes a decision to change course and to put an end to the lack of accountability, the culture wars, the negativity that was seen from Scott Morrison, the lack of climate action. I think our country is ready for something more. I think our country is ready for something more hopeful and positive for the future. So we're staying humble and we're going to keep working as hard as we can until the final votes are counted. But I'm excited about what the future of our country can mean, and hopefully we create a good, strong, progressive Labor government.
I know this is about future focus, but give us your reflections on federal parliament. How would you rate performance so far?
Look, personally, it's a privilege to be a member of parliament, and I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity, but I don't think our parliament has represented the best of our country. And I think that when you think about the lack of accountability, the lack of transparency, the lack of integrity in politics, we need to lift the standard of politics up in this country. And I think that's why one of the biggest differences between what a Morrison government would mean and an Albanese government is a strong anti-corruption commission, one that lifts the standards of politics. I also think we need to respond and implement all of the recommendations of Commissioner Jenkins in the inquiry to set the standard of behaviour in our federal parliament. So I think parliament can be a whole lot better.
Why do you think, Josh, trans people have been the subject and the target of so much negative comment, I won't call it debate. And what does that say about our federal government with regard to trans folk?
Oh, it's extremely frustrating and devastating. I think the trans community has been used as a political football at this election campaign. But my honest answer, Tass, is that I don't think Australians want to demonise the trans community in the way in which the Federal Liberal Party has done. I don't believe Australians, I don't believe that reflects the views or the wishes of Australia. I think it's a cruel culture war being waged by Scott Morrison. And I think that frankly, our trans community deserves so much better than that. They deserve better than a government willing to use them as a political football. They are Australians. They are, you know, like they are us. They are part of our community, and I'm proud of them, and I hope that their future is one where they are not demonised in the way in which they have been, but rather they are celebrated for being who they are.
So you know us, you know who we are, and you know, a bit about our community. What will be your top priorities for the LGBTIQ communities? And what will you do for our communities? And how can we expect to see you engage with LGBTIQ plus communities?
Well, I've found it to be one of the proudest parts of my job is to be able to be the federal member for McNamara, home to a big and proud LGBTIQ community, and one that I really hope we can continue working together side by side. I think the legislative priority is there are some exemptions in the Sex Discrimination Act that we need to update, and we made some progress where we saw a coalition of people across the party willing to remove some exemptions from the Sex Discrimination Act, but frankly we need to go further than that. We need to make sure that not only students are not discriminated against at schools, but also teachers in their workplace are protected. So I think there's some legislative priorities that we need to get cracking on, and I think if we are to form a progressive Labor government, then we will be looking to protect all people from discrimination, not looking to enable discrimination in this country.
So Labor has said it will introduce a religious discrimination bill. You've talked about the Sex Discrimination Act. Those two pieces of legislation, both establishing and amending, they can coexist, can't
Absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, Macca. And you know, it was absurd that the Prime Minister tried to make the country choose between protecting people of faith from discrimination, of protecting women who wear a hijab from being screamed at in the street, while also making them choose, well, you either do that or you protect trans kids at school. I mean, it's absurd. You can do both. And a government who cares about the people of its country would legislate to protect all people from discrimination, and they are not mutually exclusive. It was Scott Morrison's absurd wedge that ended up wedging himself. We can legislate to protect all people from discrimination, and that's exactly what an Albanese Labor government will do.
Change of topic.
Let's do it.
What are your reflections on the media landscape, and what do you see as being the future for community media outlets like Joy 94.9?
Oh, they're essential. You know, to have independent voices are essential, and Joy FM plays a role that not only empowers people, but Mac is distracting me at the moment. But not only empowers people, but also
pull your shirt down, Mac.
also,
hang on. No, we need to clarify that. My shirt says it's Joy 94.9, not Joy FM.
Joy 94.9. Sorry, Mac. Joy 94.9. Joy FM is a very different thing, as Macca has reminded me. Joy 94.9 empowers people. It provides a voice for the LGBTIQ community, which is essential. One of the things that I've spoken to Joy about is about advertising and government messaging through community radio stations. It's my understanding that the federal government hasn't been doing that through channels like Joy. I think that's short-sighted, and Joy FM provides a really important part of it. Personally, I think that a diverse media is a strong media. And I think a concentration of our media landscape it concentrates the voices. So I would like to see diversity and a strong and sustainable Joy 94.9.
Thank you. Thanks, Josh. Look, every party claims they want to represent all people, other than some of the minor parties that just want to get a couple more people in their phone box. How can you represent everyone when millennials, for example... when you look at the figures and some anecdotal evidence that about 60% of millennials can't get into their first home, can't get onto that home ownership ladder. What do you want to do or to see happen, to improve that?
This is such a fundamental question. This is something I spent a lot of time on as a member of parliament. I wrote a piece called The Crumbling Australian Dream with the Mackell Institute. If anyone suffers from insomnia, I'd highly encourage you to pick up a copy. But ultimately, Macca, this is a serious question of how do you, what do you have to show for your 40 years of working in this country? And younger Australians are finding it really hard to get into the housing market. There's a lot of factors. One, obviously, the price of housing. So we have to enable more people to get in on lower and middle income, especially to be able to buy their first home. That's what the shared equity program is all about. But it's also about secure work. You know, how do you get a mortgage if you don't have a secure job? We have an increasing amount of people working in casualised industries and casualised work. We need secure jobs. We need wages to keep up with the cost of living. So this is a huge amount of work, and I think the answer lies in a combination of secure work as well as making housing more affordable for all people, especially lower and middle income earners.
Tash.
Thanks, Macca. The next question's about integrity, and you've already committed to supporting an independent corruption committee, or commission, I should say. But tell us, what are some of the issues around integrity that's actually got you to the position where you now support an ICAC?
It's hard to think of a government that has not only shut down debate but shut down accountability more than the Morrison government. It's become almost a defining aspect of the Morrison government. And I think that governments should be afraid of, if you're a politician and you're afraid of an anti-corruption commission, then you shouldn't be in politics. And what we want to do is create a strong and independent anti-corruption commission, one that can look into whatever matters it sees are important to investigate in the public interest, matters that have happened in the past, matters that are independent. You know, it's not good enough to say that only the executive can refer matters to these bodies. These bodies need to be able to look at any matter it sees fit. It's also important that these bodies can hold public hearings to hold our political establishment to accountability. I really believe that this is going to be a legacy. If we are given the privilege of governing this country, it's going to be a legacy of a Labor government to implement and introduce a strong, independent anti-corruption body to lift the standards of politics in this country.
I know it's people's choice as to how they direct their preferences, Josh, yep. And a lot of people do make that choice. A lot of people actually follow the How to Vote card. Mm. How are you advising voters to direct their preferences in McNamara and why?
Good question. So to run down, obviously the first thing is to, you know, we're asking people to give Labor your first preference. You know, we need
the Josh that they need to keep.
Yeah, keep Josh, the other Josh, the tall one. No, we want people to vote for the Labor Party. We want, thanks to the SMS who sent that in, you know, we want to establish a Labor government. If we don't win enough seats, then Scott Morrison will give him the first chance to form government. So the first message is please make a change and be hopeful about the future and be proud about electing a Labor government. Then as you go down the seat in McNamara, Animal Justice is our number two, Greens three, Liberals four, Lib Dems five, the UAP six, a independent who belongs at the bottom of the ticket is seven, and then the One Nation brings up the ticket. But obviously that's just a suggestion, and people can number the boxes however they wish.
Where do you put the Libs? Sorry, I missed that.
Liberals are at number four, above the Liberal Democrats, the UAP, a character, and then One Nation.
Bit of a left field question. There's a couple of parties there that are putting candidates up that are national parties. Mm. I reckon there's a bit of harvesting of money, considering how much they get for each vote, and the candidates are invisible. Is that a reasonable assumption or something you don't want to comment on?
Oh, look. I think democracy is better when politicians allow for a free democracy.
Yeah.
And I think that it's up to each candidate. I would say it's astonishing One Nation are running in McNamara. My understanding is the candidate lives in Brisbane and hasn't been to McNamara for quite some time. So, you know, that's their choice. But no, we're serious about the seat of McNamara. Yeah. We need it to form government. And I'm working as hard as I can to help make a better future for our country via a Labor government.
Josh, you've got 30 seconds to wrap up and let our listeners know why they should vote for you.
Well, thanks very much, Tass and Macca, for having me on and for letting me be a part of Joy 94.9 and Saturday Magazine. I'm really hopeful about the future of our country. I don't think Scott Morrison represents the best of our country. I think we can do better. We have a strong team that's outlined a vision for our country that tackles climate change, that looks after our older Australians, that makes childcare more affordable, that brings integrity back to politics, that returns and invests in advanced manufacturing to make things and invest in Australian skills and capability. I believe that we can create a better future for our country, but it starts with changing the government. You change the government, and you change the future of Australia, and that's what we're working towards.
Thank you, Josh, and thank you for actually making the time to come in, as I know your Greens candidate is as well. If you want to step up, you've got to turn up. So thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.